Christians doesn't mean trust unconditionally. This is a phase in which Western governments should win the public trust of the Iranian people. Under this policy, we should go through this policy to reach the end solution quickly. However, being quick doesn't mean we should be negligent. We shouldn't lose the opportunity. This opportunity that the Iranians gave to the world to encourage them to approach Iran differently. We will take advantage of this opportunity to reach a final solution, a solution that will have a couple of important points. They should learn to approach Iran through mutual respect, through on an equal ground. We didn't accept a couple of conditions because they wanted these things, and we didn't accept. I told them a couple of times in Geneva, this is negotiations. If you want to order us, order slowly so we could write down what you want from us. We don't take order from people. And they should learn. I think they have learned now that they cannot approach Iranians without mutual respect.
من اطمینان دارم.
I'm confident
که به یاری خدا
that with the help of God
با تلاش و پیگیری خدمتگزاران شما
through من اینجا the official efforts
از دوستان عزیز در سازمان انرژی اتمی به ویژه جناب آقای دکتر امیری
I would like to thank my colleagues, especially Mr. Salehi, the head of the Iranian nuclear agency.
That
they have close cooperation with us. We will continue our work. I'm confident that we will succeed. We owe this success to people, to the previous governments, to the previous officials who did take part in previous negotiations. We owe this success to the support of our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, who over the past few weeks guided me and my colleagues. In the absence of his support, we would have never been able to stand the criticism and the difficulties of the negotiations. The much needed support of the President Rouhani also played a role. He knows how difficult these negotiations were. He did the hard work and he knew how well to do it. It's very difficult to work with Mr. Rouhani. He knows well.
However,
the collection of all these supports and above all God's help and the infallible households of Hazrat Muhammad and public support helped us to succeed in these negotiations, and hopefully we will continue our successful path. Thank you for giving me your time and attention.
Well, you have been watching Iran's foreign minister, Dr. Mohammad Javad Zarif, addressing the Atomic and Energy Organization in Iran. Of course, this after the historic agreement that he led in Geneva, basically thanking the nation for their support and leadership, and also thanking previous governments, previous negotiating teams, and said it was a team effort. Everyone came together, and that it is important that the West understands now that they must talk to Iran with respect. And this can be the beginning of mutual respect, but of course, it's a testing period. He said negotiation does not mean automatic trust, but it's a good opportunity to try to go forward. That Iran is goal is peace, and as long as others respect Iran and not trying to force Iran under certain conditions, then he said he's very optimistic that things can go positively forward.